Ladies and gentlemen, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It gives me great pleasure to be present here this afternoon to attend the festival of Lord Jagannath, which is one of the most ancient and cherished events in Hindu calendar. This festival is also being celebrated with a theme of universal interfaith gathering and in conjunction with the Birmingham City Council. We are indeed thankful to the Council for the cooperation in organizing this festival in order to live the story of Lord Jagannath. I need not go into the details of the story which you all know. However, in brief, I may mention that Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe and is one of the many names by which Lord Shri Krishna is known. The festival is the joyous celebration of Lord Krishna's return to his beautiful home and beloved devotees in the sacred cowherd village of Vrindavan from his luxurious capital in Dwarka. On this day, we had the great good fortune to behold the Supreme Lord and receive his blessings and mercy. Once a year, Lord Jagannath comes out of his splendid temple in Jagannath Puri in India, benedicting all the people of the world who may not be able to see him otherwise, granting pure spiritual peace and harmony. I am indeed glad that besides the world's major cities, the devotees in Birmingham have got together to organize this festival in order to receive the great Lord's blessings. We are indeed grateful that the Supreme Lord's close friend and foremost disciple, His Divine Grace Srila B. Narayana Maharaj, is with us today to enable us to have his saintly association. The festival in Birmingham is unique in many ways, more so as we all gather together here. While mentioning about Lord Jagannath, I may say that in the realm of religion and spirituality, the Hindu view of life dominated the Indian thought process and human development right from the 1st century AD. In ancient India, the theme governing Hindu activity and worldview centered around four concepts: Dharma, or righteousness; Artha, giving economic and political meaning to the life; Kama, pleasure; and Moksha, in other words, freedom from the cycle of life, death and rebirth. Dharma, inclusive of Artha and Kama, is the grand design of life, and Moksha its culmination. It may be pointed out that all the four goals pertain to legitimate human activities, but on the scale of values, Moksha takes precedence over the rest. In the attainment of freedom from the cycle of life, the body is not an obstacle but an instrument. Moksha can be attained both through knowledge or through devotion. Moksha is a state of knowledge, or more correctly, a sense of realizing the truth. It is essentially self-knowledge. The liberated person performs his or her duties in a state of tranquility and detachment and transmits light to all those who come in contact with him or her. The notion of karma is integral to the Hindu view of life. Dharma and karma are inseparable, as they together determine the domain of human life. All Indian religious traditions believe that human actions have consequences that are inescapable. Good acts will bring you joy, but evil acts sorrow. Whatever cannot be enjoyed or suffered in this life flows on to the next birth, which may not necessarily be in a human form. I congratulate and thank the organizers of the festival for organizing this event today to promote universal togetherness of the various cultural communities in this part of the United Kingdom. The festival re-emphasizes the need for inculcating the knowledge of religion and spirituality in our lives to enable us to live a balanced, peaceful and prosperous existence in this world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I'd like to introduce the Deputy Mayor, Mrs. Teresa Stewart, who has come and graced our occasion, very kindly given her time to present herself here today and be with us. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's a very great pleasure, Your Holiness, for me as Deputy Lord Mayor of Birmingham to welcome everybody here to this festival. Birmingham is a city of many people. 1 million people live in this city and they come from many parts of the world. We have many cultures, many faiths, and fortunately, for the most part, people live together here and work together here in harmony. The Hindu people of this city have brought a great deal to the city. They've brought economic well-being, cultural well-being, and above all, a spiritual contribution to the life of this city, which this festival here today embodies. It is a very fortunate happening that you have chosen Birmingham to hold this gathering here today. And from Birmingham City Council, we welcome you here and wish you a very good day and a good festival. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. But now I'd like to welcome, to give us this, in that short address, Mr. O.P. Sharma. He's the President of the National Council of Hindu Temples in the United Kingdom. He's also the Vice Chairman of the Interfaith Network of the United Kingdom, Chairman of the Hindu Council in Birmingham, and a member of the Intercity Religious Council of England. He plays a very prominent and important role in interfaith worship and interfaith dialogue in the United Kingdom. And we're very welcoming him today. I'm very happy to have him here with us. Thank you very much.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chalam Madanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishna Bande Jagat Gurum Krishna Bande Jagat Gurum Krishna Bande Jagat Gurum सियाराम ने सब जग जानी करूं प्रणाम जोर जुग पानी करूं प्रणाम जोर जुग पानी
होलीनेस डिवाइन सोल्स नमस्कार आई बो टू दी लॉर्ड विच रिजाइड्स विद ऑल ऑफ यू इट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट प्रेयर फॉर मी to be in the company of Lord Jagannath, Your Holinesses, Sannyasis, our Council General, and Lord Mayor of this greatest city of England, Birmingham. You all know, if some of you don't know, over 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared on this earth. For what purpose? To rescue the righteous souls oppressed, to break the might of evil ones, to set at right the world's stream flow, age after age appears on this earth. So today, with the grace of Almighty, in the presence of His Holiness and Distinguished Guest and yourself, we are celebrating this function of His Lord Jagannatha. As you know, Hindu Dharma says Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the whole world is one family. We are all one, there is no distinction with any race, color or creed. This is the teaching of Hinduism. Though Hinduism or Hindu Dharma is not the actual name, it is called Sanatana Dharma, which means eternal Dharma. Because for the Dharma there is not any word in Oxford Dictionary, so we use the word religion nearest to it. So today is a great privilege and pleasure for all of us here. We are gathered here chanting the glories of the Lord. I would not like to take much of your time, because we will be eagerly listening to His Holiness, what message He has to give us there. I congratulate you all, congratulate to the members of the committee who have arranged this glorious function, and I hope we will be celebrating this every year, even in a bigger and better way even than that today, though it is greatest today in the earth which we have seen here in Birmingham. As Lord Mayor has said already, this is the city where we find all major religious people over here, and we are living all in great harmony. And that is also to live with harmony, the message of our Lord. So love, love and love, that is the message from the Lord. Thank you very much for listening. With the Lord presence here, with a loud voice, if we would chant His glory, His name, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Govinda Nam Sankirtan, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Our next guest is carrying the torch of peace, coming from the Life Foundation. This torch has actually come all the way from Australia and traveled throughout the world. And there's a very nice story behind this torch. It's a very special occasion, a very nice ceremony, in which Kamala is going to present the torch. I give it an explanation of how the torch has come to Birmingham.
Good afternoon. It gives me a great pleasure to be here to celebrate with you today. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about the World Peace Day. This flame has travelled from five continents. It's a charismatic that hopes and dreams for thousands of people from around the world. It carries within it a way forward for each one of us. We are here today particularly to honour His Holiness for all of His work that He has done for peace around the world, and will continue to do so. The flames came together 2 years ago. They were flown by military air forces. Ironic. But they were the only people who could carry the flames for us.
I'd like to share one very short story with you about one of the flames as it travelled on its journey to the United Kingdom. It seems a simple action to have an idea and make it a reality. We decided we wanted to create a symbol of hope, and a flame seemed to be the obvious choice, as it is internationally recognised as being something that gives light to everything. When we decided to bring these flames into being, we had 3 weeks to bring the flames into the UK. We phoned the Olympic Committee, who, as you all know, fly a flame to its destination once every 4 years. They laughed. They told us it was impossible. It would take 2 years. 3 weeks? Forget it. I would just like to say to you that in 3 weeks, although we had only chosen to bring 5 flames into this country, 7 came. One from India, one from Australia, one from Bahrain, one from Europe. We try to create a flame that unites everybody. They were all merged together. All 7 flames were merged to create 1 flame, just to epitomise the fact that we are all united. We have here today a lamp, which we would like to give to His Holiness. Would you like to come this way? It may seem small and insignificant, but this is how we brought the flames into the country, in a small, minor lamp. And all I would like to say to you is, small things may seem very insignificant in your lives and whatever, but each one of you makes a difference. And I would particularly like you to thank your teacher by just joining each one of us in just a round of applause. And thank you.
Thank you so much. And also this also.
Sugita.
Oh, yeah.
This is their edition of Bhagavad Gita.
In their temple, they have very beautiful deity, Radha Gopinath.
One day, I may go there. Oh, what is the meaning of this lamp, you know? Oh, this is Vedic tradition. What? Tamasha, Ma Tamasha, Jyotir Gamaya. Ma Tamasha means don't go towards darkness. What is darkness? Ignorance. What ignorance? We know that we are this body. We are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, both and so many things. I am father, I am mother, I am wife, I am daughter. But really this body is not myself. We are not this body. Hum log ye sharir nahi hai, samjho. We are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eternal, having peace and love and affection. But now we have forgotten everything. We think that, oh, we are Hindu, we are Muslim, we are Buddha, we are any person of this world, wife, sisters and all these things. But everything is ignorance. We are now in a jail. So much binded by worldly attachment. Really, Krishna came to this world to show this light. And that is why his this Bani instruction is Ved. What is Ved? Not like a paper or written on paper anything. Transcendental knowledge. So this light what they brought here is symbol of that light of Gita, Bhagavad, Ramayana, Puran, Ved, Upanishad and all essence of all these things. Mahatamasa Jyoti. Supreme Lord is one without second. It is true. We are part parcel of that Supreme Lord. We know that in this world there is one sun, one earth, but we have divided all. We try to divide also Supreme Lord also, that Allah is my God, Khuda, oh, Buddha is our everything, oh, like Christians, Jesus Christ is, oh, mine, but they don't know that all names are of Supreme Lord one, and we are eternal servant of that Lord. We have come here, हम लोग इसी के लिए आए हैं कि आप लोग समझिए कि ज्ञान क्या है, हम लोग कौन से रियली, हम लोग क्या हैं रियली, व्हाट वी आर टू रीड दिस मैसेज. ओ वी हैव कम हियर. भारतीय संस्कृति, वैदिक संस्कृति, जिसको हमारे महान भाव जी ने कहा, ये हिंदू धर्म नहीं है, सनातन वैदिक धर्म है. संसार में यू शुड ट्रांसलेट, संसार में ही विल ट्रांसलेट इन इंग्लिश, आई वांट टू स्पीक इन हिंदी समथिंग. भारतीय वैदिक संस्कृति एक वह महासमुद्र है जिसे संसार की सारी संस्कृतियां निकली हुई हैं. सारी संस्कृतियों का उद्गम स्थान यह भारत है. इसमें इसी में से संस्कृतियों में से बौद्ध संस्कृति, जैन संस्कृति, इसके बाद में और भी मुस्लिम संस्कृति, बहुत इत्यादि सारी संस्कृतियां लहरों के समान इसमें से निकलकर इसी में विलीन हो गई. इसमें सबसे ऊंची जो लहर है वो है ब्रज का गोपी प्रेम, सुप्रेम पर्सनल लॉर्डली के प्रति गोपियों का जो प्रेम है, इससे बढ़कर के संसार में और कुछ नहीं है. गॉड इज लव, लव इज गॉड, नथिंग एल्स. ओ यू आर थिंकिंग दैट वी आर इक्वल टू ऑल, ऑल ह्यूमन, बट व्हाई यू आर नॉट मेकिंग इक्वल टू दी और एनिमल्स, काउज, बेफेलोज, ट्रीज एंड क्रीपर, they are also souls. Why you are not dealing like you want to deal with all human persons? Jadi tum sachmuch mein hi Krishna ke adarsh ko lekar ke uska prachar karna chahte ho, to keval manushya matra hi tak apne prem ko simit mat rakho. पशु पक्षियों को काट करके खाना, ये कौन सा प्रेम है भगवान के प्रति? ये भी तो उनके बच्चे हैं जैसे हम बच्चे हैं. इस चीज को समझना चाहिए. दूसरी बात एक और समझो, मुक्ति में सब हम भगवान में मिल करके एक हो जाएंगे, यह बात भी संपूर्ण से गलत है. यह भी गलत है कि सियाराम मैं सब जग जानी, सब जगत ही सियाराम है मत समझो, सियाराम मैं समझो. उन्हीं के द्वारा बनाए गए हैं, सब में वह है किंतु सभी राम नहीं है. हनुमान कभी भी राम नहीं हो सका, शंकर जी नहीं हो सके, ब्रह्मा जी नहीं हो सके, ध्रुव प्रहलाद भी वो राम और कृष्ण नहीं हो सके. इसलिए इसका सब तात्पर्य समझना चाहिए. इसलिए मैं समझता हूं भारतीय वैदिक संस्कृति तत्व ज्ञान और प्रेम भक्ति को यदि पालन किया जाए, सारे मनुष्यों की सार्वकालिक, सार्वदैशिक समस्त प्रकार की समस्याओं का सहज ही समाधान हो सकता है और सभी लोग इससे सुखी हो सकते हैं. पार्टली यू शुड स्पीक समथिंग. तब मैं बोलूं डोंट गिव योर बैक वर्ड्स. उधर में चले जाओ बस वहीं पर.
Gurudev is explaining the purpose why we are here, the message which we want to give to all of you who are joining us in this wonderful festival as follows. Hindu Dharma, the word Hindu, which ordinarily we speak always, does not reflect the correct or the complete meaning of the term Sanatan Dharma, which is the terminology used throughout the Indian Vedic literature to explain what Indian culture is. Indian culture is the reservoir. It's like the ocean from which all the different cultures have sprung about. Buddhism, Jainism, Muslimism, and so many more cultures which we see throughout different continents at different times. They all originate from Indian culture. And they look for their final destination and harmony in Indian culture only. There are so many waves in the ocean, and all these different cultures are representations of those waves. Currently, the high tide, which is drowning everyone all over, is the love of gopis, the unalloyed, most, the topmost devotees of Lord Sri Krishna, who captured him, controlled him through their love, through their complete surrender. That's the topmost expression of Indian culture and love, love for God. In this world, we all have the idea to love everyone, to live peacefully with each other. But what is happening? We are seeing we are completely confined and limited in our own thoughts because animal slaughter is so much prevalent. Does this denote in any way love to God? Never. Love to God means we include every living entity in any form, in any species of life, human beings, animals, trees, plants, everyone, just as much as we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, these living entities are also eternal part and parcel. So we must properly relate to these living entities and to the whole nature. Secondly, as we heard in the speech of our revered guest, that Indian culture, the culmination is mukti. But His Holiness Srila Gurudev is explaining that we should clearly understand what is the proper or correct understanding of mukti. It does not mean that all of us will go and merge and become one with the Supreme Lord. In other words, we will unite with Him and we will lose our eternal individual identity. It never becomes like that. He quoted another verse from Ramachandramanas, Siya Rama Mai Sava Jagajani, written by Sri Tulsidas. In this verse also, it is explained that the Supreme Lord reflects himself in all the living entities, but it does not imply that each living entity is the Supreme Lord himself. In our Vedic literature, we don't see Lord Shiva or Hanuman and all the other associates of Lord becoming Lord Ram himself at any point of time. So these misconceptions need to be clearly eradicated from our heart. Then only we can imbibe the true meaning of Indian culture. And we hear furthermore.
मैं अपने प्रधान अतिथियों को धन्यवाद देना मैं भूल जाऊंगा, इसलिए पहले उन लोगों को, हमारे डिप्टी मेयर, हमारे इंडियन हाई कमिश्नर और कौन है,
चेयरमैन ऑफ द हिंदू काउंसिल,
चेंबर ऑफ द हिंदू काउंसिल और जो यहाँ उपस्थित हैं, मैं इनको पुनः पुनः धन्यवाद ज्ञापन करता हूं कि आज हमारी इसमें उपस्थित हैं। बैठे।
श्री गुरुदेव इज एक्सटेंडिंग हिज थैंक्स टू आवर
वेट इज नो सर गेट सम फर्स्ट ओके सर यू हैव दैट
श्री गुरुदेव इज एक्सटेंडिंग हिज थैंक्स टू आवर रिवर गेस्ट द लॉर्ड मेयर ऑफ द सिटी Mr. High Commissioner and our chairman of our Hindu Council. Shri Gurudev is welcoming and extending his heartfelt thanks to our Reverend guest, the Lord Mayor of the city and the chairman of Hindu Council and our High Commissioner and Mr. Lord Mayor of the Council.
मैं एक चीज बतलाना चाहता हूँ. I want to tell something. And that is, Jesus Christ is himself Supreme Lord. अब मैंने पढ़ा है और मुझको ऐसा प्रतीत होता है, आई हैव रेड दिस एंड आई बिलीव इन दिस, दैट इन द यंग एज जेसस केम टू इंडिया. आई एम टेलिंग ऑल फ्रॉम रिलायबल सोर्स. And he went to Vrindavan, he went to Ayodhya, he visited Jagannath Puri, and then he had a very strong belief that Christ is Supreme Lord. Who is Christ? Oh, Krishna. In Odisha, they call Krishna not Krishna, Krishna. And some then, from Krishna it came Krista. And then came it out. After some time, it became Christ. And he accepted him like his father. And that is why he is called Jesus Christ. So Christ is not other than Supreme Lord. He says, he is so beautiful. Love and affection he is. Himself, love and affection. He can attract anyone, even animals, birds. What to tell, we human, and especially Braj Gopi and Gops. So he is so attractive, that is why he is called Krishna. Or Krishna, or Krista, and then Christ. Same thing. We know that also Muslims are not other than us. That he has told previously. We are the family of one God. But we are quarreling so much. We should try to love each other. Even to animals, creepers, birds and trees and creepers, everyone. This is Vedic culture. But we find that all the cultures, the essence of culture, came in Braja, in the shape of Krishna. Gopis has so much affection for Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that even Purushottam, Marjada Purushottam, Ram ka bhi adarsh usme dub gaya. Even the ideals of Marjada Purushottam Ram was sank in that. Even Gita ke bhakta, jo Sri Krishna hai, speaker of Bhagavad Gita, four-handed, Vasudeva Krishna, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, and he was instructing Arjuna. His glory also usi mein dub jati hai, drowned in that much, that love. So Krishna is embodiment of love and but Srimati Radhika and Gaudi Gopis are really the embodiment of love and affection. In this Ras Jatra festival, what is this? Essence of all these things. Ek samay ki baat hai. Aap logon ko to jaldi nahi hai, Nohari. Ek samay ki baat hai. Narad ji, Bhagwan ka sabse bada premi bhakt kaun hai? Ya dhondne ke liye प्रयाग से ऋषियों की सभा से उठे और वे सारे भारतवर्ष में, सारे विश्व में, स्वर्ग में और इसके बाद में ऊपर तक बैकुंठ में, अयोध्या में और इसके बाद द्वारका मथुरा में होते हुए वृंदावन में पहुंचे और फिर वृंदावन से जहां पर अभी कृष्ण थे वहां पर द्वारका में पहुंचे. वो खोज रहे थे. He was searching Narad, coming from Prayag, from the councils of Rishis and Maharshi, very learned person. He wanted to know who is the highest lover of Supreme Personality. I want to search him. And thus he was searching in whole India, in whole world, and after that he went to Dwarka in the end. Where he went? He went in the Raj Palace of Rukmini Devi to search this. At that time Krishna was in these councils of Jadu, Maharaj Jadu, Uddhav, Akrur and all were there. And here Rukmini, Shaktabhama and all the queens were assembled in the Raj Palace of Rukmini. And they were asking Rukmini mother, Rohini mother, we want to know that we are so many queens, more than 16,108. Most beautiful now. And we want to control Krishna. but we cannot control him. Especially Rukmini and Satyabhama were weeping and tell him, "Mother, can you tell why? Always serving Krishna, but he is not in our control. वो हम लोगों के कंट्रोल में नहीं है. वो क्या सोचता है? कभी कभी सोता हुआ रोते रहते उसका बिस्तरा भीग जाता है. कभी कभी रोते रोते स्वप्न में ही मैया जसोदा ये पुकार उठता है. कभी हे ललिते, हे विशाखे, हे राधे, तुम कहां हो, कर कर के रोने लगता है. उस समय में रोहिणी मैया ब्रज के प्रेम को बतलाने लगी. सखाओं का कृष्ण के प्रति अबाध प्रेम है, मैया जसोदा का और नंद बाबा का उन पर इतना प्रेम है कि वो भगवान की भगवत्ता वो भूल करके अपना छोटा सा बेटा मान रही हैं और उनको कभी ओखल से भी बांध देती हैं उनके भले के लिए. कृष्ण रोने भी लगते हैं भगवान होकर, कभी अपनी भगवत्ता भूल जाते हैं. और गोपियों के चरणों में ये सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्ण अपने को बेच देते हैं. इसलिए मैया, क्या बात है, जरा बतलाओ मुझे. उस समय ब्रज के प्रेम को रोहिणी मैया इस प्रकार से बोल रही हैं कि कृष्ण और बलदेव राज्यसभा में नहीं रह सके, वे वहां से आकर्षित होकर के कहां चले आए, रुक्मिणी के द्वार पर पहुंच गए. और वहां पर सुभद्रा जी उनको रोक दिया, घर में प्रवेश करने का की आज्ञा नहीं है आपको जब तक कि वहां की कथा न समाप्त हो जाए. तो वहां ब्रज के प्रेम गोपियों के प्रेम को और प्रेमों को जब बतलाने लगी, उसमें यहां पर कृष्ण, बलदेव और सुभद्रा तीनों द्रवित हो गए, उनका शरीर द्रवित हो गया और वे जैसे इस स्थिति में हाथ गल गए, उनका पैर गल गया, उनकी काली गोल आंखें केवल रह गई और सब अंग गल गया था. उस समय में बीच में उनकी कथा समाप्त हुई और उसी समय में नारद जी वहां पर प्रकटित हुए और उन्होंने वर मांगा कृष्ण से. आज जिस प्रकार अपनी कथाओं को सुनकर के प्रेम में पिघल गए, द्रवित हो गए, आपका हाथ दूर हो गया, पैर दूर हो गया, केवल यही मात्र शेष रहा है, यही मूर्ति जगत में कहीं पर प्रकाशित कीजिए और अपना यह प्रेम जगत में प्रदान कीजिए. वही जगन्नाथ, बलदेव और सुभद्रा, उनका द्रवित रूप प्रेम से ये अभी भी जगन्नाथपुरी में अभी प्रकटित है और उन्हीं के लिए रथ यात्रा है. और भी बातें हम पीछे बतलाएंगे.
The festival of Lord Jagannath, which today we will be celebrating, Srila Gurudev is giving the historical relevance and the pastimes. Srila Gurudev himself spoke a part of the pastime in English. Narada Muni, the great sage, once from Prayag, where assembly of great sages was taking place, they were all together discussing the topics of the Supreme Lord. The great sage Narad Muni, he had a desire to search for the best devotee who loves Krishna the most. So in his search, he went in all the places on the earth, and then gradually, one after another, he went to the higher planetary systems, from heaven, then more upper planetary systems, planet of Lord Brahma, and then crossing this material world, crossing all the planetary systems of Vaikuntha, and then he came to Dwarka. There, the queens of Lord Krishna,
Rukmini, Satyabhama, and so many other queens, they were all inquiring from Mother Rohini about one very important point. And what was the point? They were very much concerned for Krishna, because they have noticed that Krishna often he cries and laments. Even when he's asleep, in his dream, he is calling out for his loving devotees who are residing in Vrindavan, calling out their name, O Lalite, O Vishakhe, or sometimes calling for his mother and for his cows. So they wanted to know what is that wonderful aspect of Vrindavan or his devotees in Vrindavan which captivates Krishna so much. So in answer to their inquiry, Mother Rohini started speaking about the glories of all the devotees of Vrindavan one after another, that how his cowherd boyfriends, they have controlled him because of their causeless and unconditional love. How his mother Yashoda and his father Nanda Maharaj has controlled him because of their love. Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has forgotten his godliness. He simply behaves as their child, as ordinary human being. And furthermore, when she went on explaining the deep, wonderful pastimes of Vrindavan, then Krishna himself and Baldev, who were sitting in the royal assembly, they could not check themselves and they were dragged towards this wonderful utterance of the pastimes of Vrindavan. As they came to hear the pastimes from Mother Rohini, they were checked and stopped at the gate by the sister Subhadra, who did not allow them to go in, because if they would go in, then Mother Rohini would stop speaking about the glories of Vrindavan. So they stood up there and they started listening with their ears touched to the gate, to the door. And when Mother Rohini went into explaining the intimate and most confidential pastimes, the love of the devotees of Vrindavan, it started melting the forms of Lord Krishna and Baladev. And as we see these forms here, their hands, their legs, they melted by that love, and their eyes became wide open in amazement. Just then, Narada Muni, he came and he witnessed and saw the beautiful form of the Lord, which was melted in love. So he requested that, O Lord, this wonderful, beautiful form in which I'm seeing you today, I beg that you please bestow the mercy on all the devotees, that this form is maybe eternally worshipped, and the devotees may derive the benefit of hearing this wonderful pastime. Then from that time onwards, there is again so many stories which we'll hear, that in Jagannath Puri, these forms of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan, they are being worshipped like this from thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Oh, one kirtan, then after that I Namami Nanda Nandana. Yes.
The High Commissioner, this may want to take your leave. She's
yes.
Going there.
So yes. I was thinking. It is very.
Thank you to come so much.
Namami Nandana, Namami Nandana, Namami Nandana.
in Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all the Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Even the essence of Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything is essence is what? Srimad Bhagavat. And essence of Srimad Bhagavat? Gopi Prem. Gopi Prem is the essence of all Vedas, Upanishads. Nigam Kalpatarur Galitam Palam Sukhamukhad Amrit Dravasanjutam Pivat Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika. Even air touching Srimad Bhagavatam will touch you, then what will be? A very miracle, very miracle. You will have that love and affection of Krishna. Isliye kishi samay mein he will translate. Kishi samay Krishna braj ko chhod karke chale gaye. Ve Mathura mein aur phir wahan se Dwarka chale gaye. He went to Mathura and Dwarka living braj, looking father, mother. He promised that I am coming or just tomorrow, and if not, yes, surely I will come to Parsho mein aunga, day after tomorrow I must return. But he never came. He went to Dwarka. He married so many queens, you know, and he was to fight the Mahabharata, battle of Mahabharata. So many or devotees were there. But he was remembering always Krishna to gopis, Mother Jashoda, Vrindavan, cows, oh, holy Yamuna, Govardhan, always he was remembering, weeping sometimes. Anyhow, he discovered a trick. And what was that trick? Oh, sun eclipses is very soon.
Solar
eclipse. Eclipse is there. So I must go nearer to Vrindavan. Oh, Kurukshetra. I must go. At that time, Kurukshetra was highest kind of
religious
place. So with his all queens, oh, so many sons. Do you know how many sons? Each gop is his queen, had 10 sons and 1 daughter. So taking all and all his friends, he went to take bath in Kurukshetra, and all the kings of whole India and whole world at most, they assembled in Kurukshetra. Even Bhisham Pitama and all Kurus and Pandavas were there. Kunti mother, Draupadi, 5 Pandavas, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, all were. Oh, when Nanda Baba, Jashoda Maiya heard this, quickly they arranged their bullock horse to go to Kurukshetra, and they went to Kurukshetra. When they reached in Kurukshetra, Krishna, his father, mother, and all were engaged in giving honor to Mother Kunti, Pandava, Bhisham, Pitamah, and all so many thousands and thousands of rishis there. They were giving proper respect and honor to all. They were busy in that. But when they heard, Krishna and Baldev heard, Mother Jashoda is coming, Nanda Baba is coming, all the gopis are coming, my friends are coming. At once he left them at all. And he quickly ran away to meet his father and mother. How? weeping bitterly, melted heart. He could not bear the separation. Oh, mother, mother, mother. And he came in the lap of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was weeping so much. Who is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead? Mother Yashoda, not a ordinary lady. She is eternal mother of Supreme Lord. So they were becoming, weeping bitterly, bitterly. And those who were there, all began to weep loudly. Seeing this, Mother Devaki was somewhat confused. I think that we cannot take Krishna with us. Oh, he has forgotten that I am his mother, Krishna and Baldev. And they are weeping loud for Krishna, telling that, you my son. So she was suspecting something, that Krishna and Baldev will go with father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. We cannot control. Then trickily she told, Yashoda, you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate. And very bold, broad-minded and generous. Very merciful. Knowing that I am mother and Vasudeva is father, even knowing you kept Krishna like your eyes, people of your eyes, and always nourished and supported Krishna as your own son. He wanted to tell Krishna and Mother Yashoda, remember, that you are not son of Yashoda, and Yashoda should not think that, he is my son. He wanted to declare this thing. But Rohini Mother came at once. And he checked here. You should go to see Pandavas and all others. We will arrange here. So, very cleverly she sent, strictly she sent Mother Devaki and Vasudeva also to honor them. And at that time, Krishna and Mother Yashoda were weeping bitterly each other. In the meantime, gopis were waiting there. In a moment they are going to die without meeting Krishna. So Yashoda Mother realized this. Anyhow, they have patience and toleration when they were coming for a braja. But as nearer they were coming, their tolerance was vowed, unburdened.
Unbearable.
They are going to die at once. And then Mother Yashoda quickly knew this. And she, in a tree, she took Baldev and she went out of that
area.
And she went to Mother Devaki and others. Then gopis there meeting to Krishna. Krishna is telling, I am so ungrateful to you. You have come. I promised you to come, but I could not come. So, you think that I have broken my promise. What do you want really? Then gopis told that Radhika especially told, I am same Radhika, your beloved. And you are same my beloved, Krishna. We are meeting here. And that very Basanti Ritu,
spring time
is here. Cuckoos are singing. Peacocks are dancing. So much friends from all flowers are coming here. we are sitting together, but I want, I'm not happy here. Here, so much affluence. Your father, mother, Nanda and Vasudeva Devaki, Bhisham Pitama, all are here. Your all queens are here. So many horses and elephants are here. So, I want that you should come to Vrindavan on the bank of Yamuna. There we will meet freely. We can love each other so. We can talk freely there. Here we cannot. So please, you should come on the chariot. What chariot? In our heart chariot or mind chariot you should come. Krishna accepted this. And then he took that chariot, chariot of Gopi mind, with Baladev, with Subhadra, and they are coming to Vrindavan. Gopis, especially Radhika, is bringing Krishna. And they are telling what? Seito Parannath Painu Jahan Lagi Madan Dhana Dhuvije. We will explain all these things in 3-4 days. The love of Gopis. What is this festival? I have told something, essence of this story. So this is, Gopis are bringing Krishna here in Vrindavan. Also there is a story in Purans, especially Purushottam Khanda, that there was a king, Indradyumna. He heard anywhere that the king of Avantiki, and he heard that in this world there is a place, Neelachal, and there is a deity named Neelmadhav. Someone told those who have been there that we went there to take darshan, and we saw even a crow was sitting on the branch of any tree, and the branch has gone to
leaning towards the pond
the pond, and crow was sleeping, and at once in sleeping he fell down in the river, in that pond. And what became? When he went there, he became four-handed, like Vishnu, Narayan. And Garuda at once came there, and he took him on his back-to-back coat. So, even a crow can go to Vaikunth by taking the darshan of Neelmadhav. Then the king promised that I want to see. And then he told his so many four ministers anyhow. One of his priest son and others to discover where is the Neelmadhav. He sent in four directions. They went in four directions. From 3 months it has been given time, 3 months. They looked out everywhere, but three returned, but the son of his priest, Vidyapati, he never returned at that time. He went in east, where? In Neelachal. Neelachal and Neel Ocean. At the side of the bank of ocean, and he went there. He was searching. Perhaps this place is very beautiful and charming. It may be Neelmadhav Prabhu may be here. He wanted to stay there and to discover. So in evening he was searching a place to
host.
Some person told him that why you are not going in the house of the prominent person in this village, and his name is Vishwabasu. Please go and you can take shelter if you want to be in night. He went there, but he was not there. He has gone anywhere else. His daughter,
Lalita.
A very beautiful teenager girl, very beautiful Lalita, was in the house alone. When he, Vidyapati, went there and he wanted that he want to spend my night time here. Tomorrow I can start from here. That Lalita told, wait a little, my father is coming. And he can satisfy you. Then he waited for some time. In the meantime, his father Vishwabasu came. Oh, very, very
fragrant coming out of his body.
Fragrant. Oh, very attractive. Then he had some idea that from where he is coming. And he whole night was there. And in the meantime, anyhow, he loved his daughter, Lalita. And Lalita saw that very beautiful, young is this person. So I must have love and affection. So, knowingly this boy, Vidyapati, began to love her. And after some time, she proposed to her father that I want to marry him. And they were married together. One day this boy told, you are my wife. Can you tell me that in the night where your father goes in evening and comes next morning? He had not told even me that where he goes. But any deity is there and he goes to worship. Then anyhow, she told to his father, I want that you should promise that my husband should go with you and to take darshan of that deity. He told that, I cannot do this. Never. Then I will take poison and I will die. And then his father told that I can take this person. Only covering his eyes, I can take. And it was covered. And a bullock cart was called, and both were on the bullock and they were going. In the meantime, Lalita gave in the hands of his husband something,
mustard seed,
that you, when you will go, you should give one. And this is the time of raining. And after some time, they will come out and very yellow flowers will come. And by that, you can go there again. So by trickly, they were doing so. And he went there and saw Neel Madhav. He was very attractive. His desire was fulfilled. And he wanted to go to king and to tell all these things. There is a big story I am telling in a very short way, that he returned back to his home. But his father-in-law, he imprisoned him. You cannot go anywhere. Against his wife, Lalita helped him. And anyhow, he was released from the jail. And he went to his
king,
Indradyumna. And he told all these stories. Then Indradyumna with his wife, children and relatives and whole army, whole
ministers,
wealth and everything, he proceeded. But when he reached to ocean, he saw that that place was covered with so much high sands and sand. There is no
sign of
that hill even. Everything was covered with. Then he began to weep. Then he make a
Aerial voice
that don't weep. Neel Madhav will not come. But you can try, he can come in three shapes. And then with Brahma, he went there and three trunks were. They came in the ocean and anyhow they will carry to any place where the temple is. And Krishna himself came in the shape of a very old
carpenter.
And he told that I will do. And he did. But he told them that, oh, don't open the door within 21 days. But they thought that, oh, what became? Oh, this Brahmin has entered this room, and even 7 days, 8 days, 12 days have been passed and he is not coming. No sound, nothing. Perhaps he has died. So King requested that at once it should be opened anyhow. So they called carpenters and they cut out the door and they entered. In the meantime, oh, that carpenter himself, Krishna, he disappeared. And voice came, why you did so? Oh, I could not
complete
the statue of Radha and Krishna, Balram and Subhadra. They are not full. So anyhow, this was the wish of Krishna himself. So what can I do? And then you should go and do Abhishek. And with a chariot, you should take it to Sundarachalam. And then you should do this chariot festival. Oh, this is the shine of love and affection of gopis. We will discuss all these points very elaborately in our classes, morning and evening classes. They know all these things. So, from tomorrow, I will try to explain all these things. What is really love? And where it is highest topic of love? And how we can practice this love, bhakti to Krishna? This is the essence of everything. Really you should know, Krishna is love and love is Krishna. But what kind? Only, I think, embodiment of the love of gopis, Srimati Radhika, is really love. We have come to give this message. This was the Indian Vedic culture, love and affection. Even to trees, creepers, animals and birds. To love are all. We are all one in one family of Krishna, of God. We should not hate. We should not try to be duplicate and hypocrisy and all these things. We should try to give up all these things. You can maintain your life anyhow. Anyhow you can. But chant what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna is so powerful, very powerful. He can create whole universe, lakhs and lakhs universe in a second. And he can destroy and again he can create. Oh, he has so many opulence. Oh, so many qualities. Among these qualities, oh, he is very merciful to all. He is weeping for you all. We are. My children, now they are suffering, forgetting me. So please, even if they are remembering this, he has invested all power in these 16 names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So these names are very powerful. You know, Valmiki even, there was a saint Valmiki. He was so cruel and he has killed so many animals and not rishis, maharshis and brahmins and all. So he was very cruel, sinful. He could not chant even Ram Ram. North came and told, if you cannot chant Ram Ram, then Mara Mara in Sanskrit language. So you can chant. Opposite name of Ram, Mara Mara. And he began to do, and in some years he was perfect. All perfect knowledge came in. He wrote the pastimes of Ram before Ram. So, these names are very powerful. If you want to be happy, you should chant this powerful name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
You will see that you are happy. You should continue and do with your whole energy. I am responsible that whether all your desires are fulfilled or not, and you are really happy or not. So you can taste for even 7 days, and if there is something coming, then believe me. Because why I am telling? Oh, Nityananda Prabhu has told like this. Srimad Bhagavatam has told like this. Baladev Prabhu has told like this. All have told. Even Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his all associates have told. Jathashtam re vrata kuru hari harim dhvana manisham. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You must be happy. Oh, after some days you will see that your sufferings had gradually going on and you are happy. This is the essence of all teachings. Today I am finishing here my class. Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I am very glad to become here. I thought that our gathering in Holland was best. And preaching also best. But I see that, oh, the devotees of Birmingham, oh, they have assembled so much many persons here. I think best gathering continuing from Hawaii, here is the best gathering. But I think that so many devotees are coming, traveling with me from Europe, from America, from here and there, Italy, Holland, everywhere they are. Not only here, only Birmingham. I think that all, most of them are from outsider with me coming. Because they want to hear more and more these things. And they believe in these things. So my thanks, so many thanks, my heartly blessings to you all. Especially our high commissioners and this Prabhu.
Mr. Sharma.
I'm very happy that they are here. So my also heartly blessings to them. Gaur Premanand.
Thus ends the class on the 23rd of June 2001 in Birmingham on Ratha Yatra, PM on the 23rd afternoon. Ratha Yatra Festival in Birmingham, Hari Bol.